This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Rep. Keith Ellison out of Minnesota, 5th District, a third-term congressman and a co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Note, friends, he is a Muslim, on the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights. Friends, keep in mind, going back to the Constitution, God didn't give any one of us a right to violate his law, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. But just think about this. We have a Muslim. We're told that Muslims kill gays, yet in America here, Rep. Keith Ellison out of Minnesota, again, a third-term congressman, how he got there is a great mystery to everybody in the state. But he's on the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights page on his House website. Ellison notes that he is proud to be, listen carefully, the vice chair of the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. That sounds rather interesting, does it not, friends? We're going to be talking about that in the second, third, and fourth segments of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today. And by the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now just to kind of share with you as to what the state-controlled media will not, exposing the state-controlled media for who they are as well. Listen carefully. The Sons of Liberty Media.com. The way Congress is handling health care shows you why they only have a 17% approval rating. Can somebody call in at any time over the next four segments and share with me constitutionally where Congress has any business whatsoever, where government has any business whatsoever handling anybody's health care? That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, the question is, can anybody share with me or show me constitutionally where Congress, or for that matter, anybody that is held or is holding a position of incumbency in the United States government as representatives of we the people, can anybody show me where they are to handle health care issues whatsoever constitutionally? 1-866-582-9933. Selling out the Kurds, Mattis promises Turkey U.S. will take weapons back from Kurds. Isn't that amazing how these little games go on, friends? Isn't it interesting how these corrupt politicians, regardless of whose side they are on, they sell these arms to foreign countries as they fund both sides. They create the war. Instead of the people dealing with the corrupt politicians, they allow their countries to fall to civil war. How does that work out? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, selling out the Kurds. Mattis promises Turkey, U.S. will take weapons back from Kurds. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com highlighted this last week, but it's noteworthy, friends. Germany admits that 75% 5% of refugees will be on public dole for the rest of their lives. That means those that work are going to support those that do not work over there in Germany. And you better rest assured, friends, it's coming to America, and it's been in America for a long, long time. It's called Clovered Piven. It's break the financial system by creating more people that don't work than that do work, and lay it back on the haves and take and give it to the have-nots. And sooner or later, that system will break, just for the record. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, America closing in on civil and global war, and the only reason that is taking place is because the American people, namely speaking to America right now outside of the 53 countries that we broadcast into on a daily basis, just keep in mind that's only happening all the well knowing, friends, that the first casualty in every single war is the truth. And folks, when you allow the truth to fall to the streets, read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment, this is what you're going to expect. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Atheist cosmologists cling to the Big Bang Theory despite evidence. Of course. I mean, they profess themselves to be wise, yet America, if you pull the curtain back, you'll see that they're nothing, and they're no more than fools, friends. Romans 1:22, read that when you get a moment. Atheist cosmologists cling to the Big Bang Theory despite evidence. Of course. Hey, folks, these are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They want the praise of the creation to fit their theory because it's a moneymaker, and it works for a theory to bring about confusion. And the reason they want to confuse the people is because they want to control the people. And what they're doing is demoralizing the American people. This is also happening on a global scale. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Conflict, chaos, and control, of course. Create the chaos, bring in the new order, the dialectic of Trump's presidency. Friends, open up your eyes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Leaked police report. There are 23 Muslim-controlled no-go zones in Sweden. I'll say that again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Leaked police report. There are 23 Muslim-controlled no-go zones. I thought they were the victims. In Sweden, they are plagued with violence, sexual assaults, and gun crimes. Let me say it again. No-go zones, there are 23 Muslim-controlled no-go zones through a leaked police report in Sweden. Why? Sweden had their arms open wide to all of these victims. Now they're plagued with violence, sexual assault, and gun crimes. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, as well as Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, and you'll understand what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. No, Judge, the Pensacola cross does not need to come down. Why is it those that call themselves representatives, why are they at war with your Christian heritage? Why are they at war with a Mosaic institution? I mean, they're going to understand, and so are those that go along to get along and do absolutely nothing about the crimes of these representatives, that are going to understand, like the great wannabe dictator, Mr. Napoleon Bonaparte, when he said the Bible is no mere book, it's friends, it's a no mere book. It's not just a mere book. The Bible is no mere book, said he. The Bible is no mere book. He said it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Bradley Dean here, folks. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or if you want to jump on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, why is it a federal judge? Now, just keep in mind again, friends, listen carefully. Federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of the federal government. You have federal government ruling and reigning over the top of the states that created the federal government. This is judgment turned backwards, control and power aggrandized, turned backwards, friends. Why do we have a judge assailing, friends, our Christian heritage? When, in fact, when you do a little homework, you'll find out that everything about us is Christian. For an example here, listen carefully. In what sense can America be called a Christian nation? Not in that sense that Christianity is the established religion or that people are in any manner compelled to support it. On the contrary, the Constitution specifically provides that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Neither is it Christian in the sense that all citizens are either in fact or name or Christians. On the contrary, all religions have free scope within our borders. Numbers of our people professing our religions and many reject all. Nor is it Christian in the sense that a profession of Christianity is a condition of holding office or otherwise engaging in public service or essential to the recognition either politically or socially. In fact, the government as a legal organization is an independent of all religions. Nevertheless, we constantly speak of this republic as a Christian nation, in fact, as the leading Christian nation of the world. Now, well, some will say, well, Bradley, what are you doing? What's the problem? Because everything that we are and everything that we do is in contrary to what I just said. This is the Supreme Court Justice David Brewer, 1837 to 1910. So how is it that everything that we seem to look around upon and look upon with our eyes seems to be Christian orientated? God and our money, Christian crosses up against the heads, 300 to 1 concerning churches in America, on and 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 on. All the state preambles, the Liberty Bell, going to the Declaration of Independence, going back to that which preceded that, the Mayflower Compact. I mean, everything stands in contradiction as to what we're hearing today. Why is that? Why is that, America? Why is it that we, well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's theocracy. Well, listen, every government's a theocracy. Is it not true? Well, Bradley, there's lines between church and state. Not true. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today. Like what I'm talking about right now here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. No, Judge, the Pensacola Cross does not need to come down. Why are they attacking Christianity, friends, and giving way to those that mean to destroy your country? Because it shows you who they're working for. I'm not going to go down that road again, but the fact of the matter is, the writing is on the wall. What is it that we as a people need to see? Because it's right in front of our faces. Now, let me go back in contrary to what this individual had just said. Teddy Roosevelt, President Teddy Roosevelt said the teaching of the Bible are so interwoven and intertwined with our whole civic and social life, life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure ourselves out what that life would be if these teachings were ever removed. Well, what a great idea. Let's remove it. Here's another one. What about Woodrow Wilson? America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelation of Holy Scriptures. These are presidents, friends. Herbert Hoover said America's life is builded and can alone survive upon the fundamental philosophy announced by the Savior 19 centuries ago, that being Jesus Christ. Harry Truman said back in the 50s, this is a Christian nation. Richard Nixon, of all people, right? I'm not a crook. Let us remember that as a Christian nation, we have a charge and a destiny. Wow, this is like craziness. Here's Thomas Jefferson. No nation has ever existed or been governed without Christianity, nor can be. The Christian religion is the best religion that has given to man, and I, as a chief magistrate of this nation, am bound to give it the sanction of my example. In other words, I need to practice what I preach because the world is watching. So, friends, I can go on and on and on. In 1856, the House of Representatives also declared the great vital and conservative element in our system is that the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you go to the federal floor, namely in the Senate, friends, you'll see all over the rotundas, Christians, you'll see Christian scripture. You'll see the Mosaic Institution. But we just can't get away from who we are. But again, America, going back to the Sons of Liberty, why is it that judges are attacking our Christian heritage? Because they want to rule the roost. That's why they believe they're demigods. They believe they're above the law. Just like those people you call the left and the Democrats. Which has no constitutional justification in any sense of the word. For example, I'll open the lines up again. Can anybody show me constitutionally where there's a Democratic Party? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yet you hear these educated fools all day talk about the Democrats, right? Namely the conservatives, yesterday's liberals. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, listen carefully. Democrat Party technology chairman, he said, I'm glad Scalise got shot. I wish he was blanking dead, is what he said. Now, this only reinforces the point that they are, my friends, nothing short of criminals in any sense of the word. Okay? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Senate conservatives aren't happy with the Senate health care bill. Did you hear what I said? Senate conservatives aren't happy with the Senate health care bill. Wait a second. Senate conservatives aren't happy with the Senate health care bill, but it's still there. And here's where the American people took the bait concerning Donald Trump. He said, along with he who sold us out in December of 2015, Paul Ryan, when he gave Barack Hussein Obama everything that he wanted concerning that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, when he gave everything to the Muslims that are coming into this country, they were led to the water, friends. They were led to the water. And keep in mind, folks, Donald Trump said we need to repeal and replace. What does that mean? Let's change the name. That's all it means. Again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Senate conservatives aren't happy with the Senate health care bill. Where is it constitutional? Where is it justifiable? Whoever gave them authority to go ahead and mingle into our health care issues in the first place, they have zero interest, friends, legally. They have zero constitutional justifications concerning the health care bill and the health care issue in the first place. If you'd like to call and prove me opposite, please, friends, do so. We got Maggie calling from the Northwest. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. First of all, I want to give my condolences to you and GCN and all the family and friends of Joyce Riley. I met Joyce Riley when she was doing the Art Bell show, and I invited her over with Mark Kornke when we were doing Republic Radio International. She was on my show every Wednesday with me as my co-host doing medical updates of what was going on in the arena regarding our veterans, our soldiers coming back from the sandbox with depleted uranium, the forced anthrax shots that they were forcing on my soldiers who were on their way over the sandbox. And I helped Joyce Riley with some lectures that she wanted to put together in Oakland, California, and she did.
Okay, let's get to the point, Maggie. Let's get to the point, Maggie.
So the point I wanted to ask you is, I retired recently from the military, 34 years, and I have some people that have come onto my show and have asked me to ask you, is there a way that they can put together a Daughters of Liberty, or does Sons of Liberty have something similar to that where women and men can be working together as a team?
Well, I think we should be doing that as namely Americans and patriots and conservatives, because we're all rooted back to the Christ in the first place. But when you look at the Constitution, even those in the military, what's the first thing that they do? They swear to uphold that Constitution against all enemies. Know the Constitution, know the Word of God, not in that order. First the Word of God and then the Constitution. And understand, my friend Maggie from the Northwest, we never lost our rights to do that in the first place. But if you'd like further information, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I appreciate the call very much. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back on the other side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to tell my friends in the military that are listening right now, I want you to understand that you've never lost the right. You're seeing across the boards the ACLU has been used since day one, which is a communist organization, to try to convince you that there's lines between church and state. That is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. That is communism. The founder, Mr. Baldwin, of the ACLU said that the end of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin said, is communism. And isn't it interesting that the ACLU has been using intimidation tactics, which is a communist tactic, by the way, against Christianity. But now they're helping Muslims get into public places, prayer spots, place to wash their feet, so on and so forth. And this is happening across the boards in the United States of America. Though it's just beginning right now, it's time to deal with them. And it's time to deal with organizations like the ACLU, friends, for what they have done in the past. And it's really not what they have done. It's what the American people have allowed them to do. So going back to my friend Maggie, in the Northwest there, tell your friends they've never lost their right. When they read their founding documents, they'll understand, just like that of Andrew Jackson, who said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." The law is on your side. The law is on your side. There's plenty of legal counsel, attorneys that will stand behind you if you're willing to take it. I don't care if it's the military or not. Isn't it interesting that when you swore in to serve we the people, isn't it interesting that you put your hand up in the air swearing to God? And those politicians that want to corrupt the meeting also put their hand on the Bible, and they swore to God and man that they would uphold that Constitution against all enemies. So now is your prime opportunity to deal with the enemies domestically as to what they're trying to do. They're attacking your faith, and they're giving way to your enemies from without to bring them forth within. And they're not here, again, keep in mind, your enemies are not here to assimilate, friends. They're to overthrow. And the ACLU in many ways and in many cases is helping them to do just what you're allowing and willing to let them do, because they're doing what you're allowing them to do. So I hope that helps. But we the people should all know our founding documents. We the people should all know the Word of God, because the strength of the Constitution lies within ourselves to defend it. And if we don't know it, we can't defend it. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. I want to highlight that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the next point that I was going to make. Muslim Brotherhood linked Rep. Keith Ellison, 5th District here in Minnesota, falsely claims 35 mosques attacked under Donald Trump, said administration. I want to tell you something, friends. We do have information. It's so sick. Friends, do you realize that when what they do is they create the opposition? And I've highlighted this a million and a half times over and over and over again. And I mean not to be so rhetorical concerning the topics, but friends, but you need to understand, these are the brown shirts, okay? And what they do is they send them in, they create the problem, and then the politician comes in to be the problem solver. You need to understand that Keith Ellison is a politician who is bought and brought, might I say, both of them, bought and brought to you by the Muslim Brotherhood, namely the organizations such as CARE. It's interesting, Keith Ellison himself said, "I raise my right hand and place my left hand on the Quran. Folks, this is treason, which was being held by my wife and mom. Suddenly I was blinded by a cascade of camera flashes." Wow. Wow, and now what Keith is doing is blaming the Muslim Brotherhood-linked Rep. Keith Ellison is claiming that 35 mosques have been under attack by we, the people, the Americans in this country since Donald Trump's administration. Did you see just last week, friends, another Muslim was busted creating their own hate crime? Right on the heels of the homosexuals. This one was arson, and her name was Ashia Ismail. So it was a Muslim attacking one of her own mosques to blame we the people for the crimes that she herself inflicted. She started the mosque on fire, friends. This just happened in Des Moines. See, this is called self-infliction. The homosexuals, friends, look at how they methodically established what they have. It's not that they're being bullied. They're the ones bullying, okay? And you're seeing this is exactly time and time again, the homosexuals, and they're still even being busted for self-inflicted hate crimes. Over and over and over again, they're being found out. And then for some reason or another, the state-controlled narrative, they try to find one to accuse somebody of committing a crime against the homosexuals, which they can't do. And if they do find them, friends, it's exaggerated. It's embellished. It's blown out of proportion because they have to put the homosexuals in a position of being the victim. The Muslims are doing the exact same thing, methodically. Exactly the same thing. They inflict the crime against themselves to blame the innocent, friends, because they want to be the victims when, in fact, you'll find in many cases, friends, that they're the ones that are actually perpetuating the crimes in the first place. And they were just busted doing this again. But isn't it interesting that we look to Keith Ellison, who said that there's 35 mosques that have been under attack since Donald Trump's administration. Folks, the facts just don't line up. They just don't line up. They never do. And see, again, the media is there combating anybody that's telling you the truth while they're promulgating the lie. Now, listen to this carefully. Outside of the fact that Rep. Ellison, the first radical Muslim in the U.S. who swore into office with his hand upon the Quran, folks, he feels that it's okay to go ahead and blame the innocent for the crimes that the Muslims have inflicted upon themselves. I mean, this is radical stuff, isn't it? It's time for the American people to start getting radical concerning what's going on. And here again, friends, we have the representatives, as they call themselves, actually the ones that are responsible for creating the domestic insurrection. Tell me if this sounds familiar. This is the United States Constitution. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or of a confession in open court. Friends, what's going on here? That's Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. We also know that after Keith Ellison won his seat mysteriously in the 5th District in Minnesota, it was reported by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, for what that's worth, I don't know. But it's interesting to note that the FBI reported that the Muslims were going up and down the halls of the Capitol shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wow. If we go over to Act for America's Brigitte Gabriel, she said during an interview called Stealth Jihadi that Muslims can lie, and the lie is permissible as long as it basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against the enemy. It's all the same father, friends. They all serve Satan. Okay? Gabrielle goes on to say that during Keith Ellison's victory party, Allahu Akbar, God is greatest, Allah is greater, were the words that were shouted. I mean, folks, weren't we told by the media that those were the ones that were responsible for actually taking down the two towers in New York City on 9/11? I mean, weren't those the words that we've seen in third world countries being shouted out? Allahu Akbar after our towers fell? And now you see mayors who are felons masquerading as mayors setting up sanctuary cities to pull these people in. But we're talking about Keith Ellison right now, friends. You know, it's interesting because I have some footage right in front of my face. I have some audio right in front of my face of Muslims calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And it's interesting that here you have Keith Ellison, who is the chairman of the LGBT. Again, you're under the delusion that the Muslims kill these people. No, that's all staged, friends. But we have here in Minnesota, in the United States, Rep. Keith Ellison of Minnesota, a third-term congressman, as he likes to call himself, who is on the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. He's the chairperson. Well, wait a second, I'm confused. Yes, confusion by design. But what's interesting here, friends, is sometime back, I had shared with the homosexual communities because their so-called preachers and teachers from the pulpits are unwilling to tell them what Scripture says about the sodomy lifestyle. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. Go to Romans 1:24 when you get a moment. Common sense comes into play. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9 when you get a moment. And 27 other references to the sodomite lifestyle that's considered an abomination in the sight of God. But I warned the homosexuals that the Muslims were calling for their execution. And for some reason or another, you have Keith Ellison who calls himself a Muslim. And then we have news that the Muslims are killing off the homosexuals. And then when I share that on a national platform, for some reason, like Rachel Maddow wants to come in and omit 45 seconds of my radio show and say that Bradley Dean was calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And there's people out there that were stupid enough to believe what was going on. And what's interesting about that is I warned people over and over about what this is all about, how the homosexuals are being used to be used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. And I also shared that the Muslims were right on their tail, literally following the system of the homosexuals line upon line, precept upon precept. And I'm right. And it took America 6 and 7 years to figure this much out. But I want to go back to Keith Ellison here because I want you to understand who Keith Ellison is. And I want you to understand what's going on and how Keith Ellison is being used to continuously advocate illegals to basically, at the end of the day, upend who we are, America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack. Bacon or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, talking about our friend. By the way, I did not tell you this. Keith Ellison, man, this guy likes to go after me, but he won't get on the radio with me. And by the way, I don't blame him. I wouldn't either, because he doesn't have the Constitution on his side, nor does he have the truth on his side. All the while knowing that these people are permitted by their God, they call, to basically lie. And lie is permissible as long as that lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against the enemy. And again, America, that's all you have to do is look to foreign countries right now where they're being infiltrated and overthrown. And it's not a Trojan horse. It's happening in the light of day. Going back to Keith, it's interesting that Keith, again, matter of fact, if you'd like to go to the Daily Beast, Keith stated that that Bradley Dean, man, this guy is extreme. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that he said some words that were pretty interesting to all of us, our crew and our legal team. He had said, may not know how extreme this guy Bradley Dean is. Man, it sounds like they tried to put something on me that wasn't my own, which I'll never own. And it's interesting to note that shortly thereafter, Rachel Maddow came out right after as if to suggest they didn't know what they were doing hand in glove, that I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexuals, when in fact I was pointing to the video and the audio, which I have right here, where the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. But for some reason or another, the fox in the chicken coop gets a pass by the sodomite communities. I mean, folks, you want to talk about glutton for punishments? There you have it. But, I mean, Rep. Keith Ellison is on the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights page on his website. He's proud to be the vice chair of the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. Wait a second. The media continuously shows us how the Muslims are the one responsible for killing these people. I mean, this guy's like, you know, on both sides of the fence. He's straddling the fence, isn't he? He's like the soldier that wanted it both ways. I mean, he's got one foot in and one foot out. How does that work out? I don't know. It kind of reminds me. Here, I'm gonna kick this one off for you. There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road like Keith Ellison. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. The middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. Sooner or later, he is self-inflicting, no question about it. But I want to go back to the point that he called me radical for simply making reference to the laws of our constitutional republic, which, by the way, he stands antithetically towards, friends, in contrast to. See, because the Muslims, friends, their religion, it does not work or coincide with who we are as a people. And to prove my point, I want you to listen carefully to some of the things some of these people have said. And again, it's not me saying it, but again, I want you to remember, he's calling me extreme. He's saying that I am just... You know, we don't know how extreme this guy is. Listen carefully to this guy. As long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leaders are for Allah. You don't get involved in politics because it's the American thing to do. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. Did you hear what I said? See, and this is what Keith Ellison and his allegiance are attached to. His affections are attached to this very doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:4, that means to overthrow who we are. As a matter of fact, if we go to the founder of CARE, he said, Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. And this guy's got the audacity to blame me for what he's guilty of. America, he's blaming you on sonsoflibertymedia.com for the 35 mosques that have been under attack by Donald Trump, which is completely false. And as I just highlighted, friends, during the last segment, we found out that another individual was attacking her own mosque by attempting to start it on fire, but she wanted to blame the innocent. Her name is Ashia Ismail in Des Moines, Iowa. She was busted for committing the crime against the mosque that she wanted to blame you for. Because again, America, what you don't understand is they have to put themselves in the victim position. Now listen, I want to go back to what Martin Luther King Jr. said, because he was right. Now, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. By the way, that was just a political slogan to win favor for the war, Civil War. Martin Luther King goes on. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we'll be extremists, but what kind of extremists we'll be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, America, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? See, because if you were an extremist for the preservation of who we are as a people, you would bring forth and extend justice to the likes of guys like Keith Ellison. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Minnesota here, we have the governor. Again, he's voted the worst governor in American history, who has George Soros ties. It was interesting. He went over into a certain area in the state of Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, where Muslims are infiltrating. And it's also interesting to note that they confronted the governor and said, we do not want these people in our community. And he said to those people in Minnesota that if you don't like these people coming in, then why don't you go ahead and move to another part of the country? Okay. Now, we also know that in Minnesota, they just took a Somalian woman on who actually wanted her first, one of her first bills that she tried to pass right next to Keith Ellison. She wanted to go ahead and pass a bill that would ensure the families of those that would leave Minnesota and go fight for ISIS, and if they ended up to be casualties, that insurance companies would support the families of the ISIS fighter. Friends, I'm not kidding you. A Somali. Now, keep in mind, it was the same capital that in 2011... I brought forth the name Jesus Christ as if to suggest I'm going to ask the devil for permission. And I told the people in the state of Minnesota for years what was going on and what it was about. Now all of a sudden this Somalian woman with her hijab on goes and sits in the capital of Minnesota and she tries to pass bills in favor of those that we're at war with. At least we're told. When are you going to figure out what's going on, Minnesota? When are you going to figure out what's going on here, America? I mean, as if to suggest, let's say Keith Ellison's accusations of me being extreme, which I am, for freedom, to the magnification of law against crime, constitutionally and biblically, no doubt. I'll be the first one to tell you, no doubt. Too many people died for my freedoms for me to turn the other cheek, America, to the crimes that are being tolerated by the American people. But according to Keith Ellison's accusations, it's extreme to stand up for your posterity, future generations. Yet, when you read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, what does it say? It's extreme, according to Keith Ellison, to protect the family and enforce the laws of our land. Hey, then, friends, if this is extreme, then so be it. I rest my case. Keith Ellison is right. But let me reassure you, it is the extreme that America is calling for because it's extreme in not tolerating any more corruption from its representatives, and that being the likes of a guy by the name of Keith Ellison being one of many. Friends, the right time to do the right thing is right now, and America is waiting. It's time for the reestablishing of who we are as a republic, one nation under God, the Christian religion, indivisible, undividable, unbreakable, with liberty, freedom to do the right thing, and freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And justice, according to the Mosaic Institution, whose image is part of the Supreme Court building for all, even people of other faith, such as Keith Ellison, so long as they abide by the laws of our constitutional republic, one nation under God. Amen. Folks, extreme I am for who we are. Again, too many men fought, bled, and died, namely the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Talk.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic,
electric, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solarc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.